Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this Tuesday morning's devotion. My name is Andre Kotze, and this morning I'd like to discuss the difference in meaning between two words that sound very similar, but are actually very different. The first one is pity, and the second one is compassion. Now, pity is often just an inability to really relate to the other person. Yes, we say we're sorry, but somehow we can't really relate to their pain. We remain detached, and we often say it in a condescending way. Pity is often very passive and never goes into really doing anything about the situation. And it often makes people feel alienated, ignored, belittled, or patronized in some way. Compassion, on the other hand, is showing real empathy. And it's connected to and grounded in our shared human experience. It's a genuine impulse and a desire to care and to alleviate the person's distress, their challenge, their pain, or whatever they're dealing with. It empowers and validates the other person's dignity without reinforcing their helplessness or their brokenness. In the Old Testament, God introduces himself to Moses, and the primary characteristic he reveals about who he is that he is a God who is gracious and compassionate. The definition of compassion is to be deep and to have deep, tender empathy, which leads to action. And I think the action is the key. Sometimes there's not much we can do, but I think God looks at our hearts. And he sees whether we are willing to respond and how the Holy Spirit is asking us to respond in a way that is not just pity, but that has real compassion. I want to read a short scripture from Matthew 9, verses 35 to 38. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." What an important reminder. What really motivates us to go and make disciples, to reach out to people, should be our compassion. That is what is revealed about Jesus in the scripture. It is his compassion on us which causes him to act and to intervene and to heal and to restore and to give us new hope, new life. And that's the very thing that should motivate us. Compassion. But somehow that is something that God has to do. I've found over the years that unless God changes a person's heart, it remains hard. It remains unwilling to really engage with the reality of the pain and the challenges that people face around them. So this morning I would like to pray that God would bless us. And if our hearts need to be changed, if the heart of stone needs to be taken out of us and replaced with a heart of compassion and a heart of love, that he would do that. Come, let's pray together. Lord, we come to you this morning, and Lord, we can clearly see that you are not calling us, Lord, to just be people who have pity on other people, but that, Lord, you want us to be able to relate to them. And that, Lord, sometimes we have to go through really difficult seasons and experience those feelings of being broken, of being left behind, of being lonely, or being disabled, to learn how to associate with others who are experiencing the same. Forgive us, Lord, when we sometimes just ignore people who are suffering, that we cut ourselves off from the pain and the wounds and the needs of others around us. Lord, we know we don't always know how to respond to those, but I pray that you will come and change our hearts, and that we would become sensitive to your Holy Spirit, so that whatever you are asking us to do, we would not just be passive, but we would become active role players, responding in the ways you are calling us to respond to the needs around us. Amen. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Blessings. Bye.